God wants to rescue us from isolation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, great chapter about the body of Christ and how much we need each other, how we're connected. Although we're many parts, we are one body. That's verse 12. So think about that truth, and then think about how many people resist that truth. And so what happens? Isolation. People don't get connected. They want to go to church but stay anonymous. They're resistant to get in the life group. Or if they get in a life group, they play it safe. They have walls up. In friendships, they want to look good. They don't want to be vulnerable. They don't really want to know the other person's deep struggles. And so what ends up happening is people live in caves. They live in kind of a silo. And there's this pseudo-fellowship. And God wants to deliver us from that, to be connected. Now, you're not going to be best friends with everybody, but it is going to mean taking some risks. It might mean initiating if you're someone who's more passive in relationships. It might mean opening up your heart if you've been playing it safe the whole time. Because the truth is, if we stay isolated and we play it safe in all of our relationships, then we don't really feel community. We don't have strong relationships. And ultimately, we don't grow and we don't serve one another and pray for each other and build each other up. And healing doesn't happen as much as it could. So there's a lot on the line. And think about maybe why you're playing it safe. Maybe you were burned at one point. Maybe you're skeptical. You still see the people around you. Pray. Ask God for clarity in your relationships. Dive into those where it's healthy, where it's positive, where God is moving, and take some risks. Think through your relationships today. Ask God for discernment and step out of that cave. Step out of that isolation. Really experience true community. God wants to deliver us from that kind of isolation.